Hello and welcome.
Today, we're talking about something that often gets overlooked but is absolutely crucial to a well-functioning classroom: routines, expectations, and culture.
Exactly. Now, Lisa, imagine walking into a classroom where everything just clicks. Students know what they're supposed to do, they work collaboratively, and there's this calm, productive buzz in the air. Sounds ideal, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't happen by accident. It's all about creating predictable structures that free up cognitive space for learning. When students don't have to waste energy figuring out what now, they can focus on the actual learning.
Right. It's like you're clearing the mental clutter. Routines, clear expectations, and a supportive class culture turn what could be chaos into a well-oiled machine. And this predictability isn't just about organization. It's cognitive gold. It reduces working memory load, supports emotional safety, and even boosts motivation.
Exactly. It's like giving students a cognitive roadmap. Let's take a simple example. A do-now routine at the start of a lesson. You know, something like 1. Read the prompt. 2. Write one sentence. 3. Post it in the chat. It's structured, clear, and immediately focuses everyone's attention.
That's a great example. And when the routine is consistent, students don't waste time wondering what's expected of them. Instead, they know the drill and can dive straight in. Plus, it works in all kinds of settings, whether you're teaching in person, online, or in a hybrid environment.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving time. Brain research shows that predictable, repeated activities help strengthen synapses. That means routine tasks become automated, leaving more brain power for actual learning.
It's fascinating how something as simple as a routine can have such a profound impact. And let's not forget the emotional side. A predictable environment supports emotional safety. When students feel safe and know what to expect, their motivation and self-esteem grow.
Right. And that emotional safety is the foundation for social learning. When students aren't distracted by logistical chaos, they can focus on interacting meaningfully with their peers, collaborating, reflecting, and building knowledge together. This is where theories like Vygotsky's social constructivism come into play.
Absolutely. So how do we go about designing these routines and expectations? What are the principles teachers should keep in mind?
Great question. First, keep it explicit. Teach the routine like you would any other skill. Model it, practice it, and give feedback. Second, keep it simple, 3 to 5 steps maximum, and make it visible. Post the steps somewhere students can easily see them, whether that's a poster on the wall or a slide on your screen.
That makes sense. And I assume consistency is key, right?
Definitely. But consistency doesn't mean rigidity. You want to be firm with the rules but flexible in how you implement them. For example, if a routine isn't working, don't be afraid to tweak it and reteach it. And whenever possible, co-create routines with your students. It gives them ownership and increases their commitment to following through.
I like that. Co-creation makes it feel less like a top-down directive and more like a shared agreement. So, let's get practical. What are some core routines teachers can implement right away?
One of my favorites is the start of lesson do now. It's quick and effective. The purpose is to settle students, activate prior knowledge, and give you a diagnostic snapshot of where they're at. You could say something like, by the time the bell rings, take 3 minutes to answer this prompt. No phones. Show me your thinking in one sentence. Simple, but powerful.
That's a good one. What about group work? That can get chaotic if there's no structure.
Absolutely. That's where a group work protocol comes in. Assign roles like facilitator, recorder, timekeeper, and reporter, and rotate them weekly so everyone gets a chance to develop different skills. You might say, start by agreeing on one shared sentence. The recorder types it, the timekeeper checks progress at 7 minutes, and if you finish early, use the reflection prompt.
I love how that not only reduces chaos but also ensures everyone contributes equitably. Do you have any tips for online or hybrid classrooms?
Definitely. For online settings, An entry routine like a tech check is invaluable. Something like, post a green emoji in the chat if your audio works, red if it doesn't. If green, type one thing you remember from last time. It's quick, ensures everyone's ready, and avoids mid-lesson disruptions.
Brilliant. And I suppose these routines also help students who might struggle with consistency or social safety, right?
Exactly. For students with unstable home lives or low self-esteem, predictable cues and small successes can be game changers. Giving them a role like timekeeper can build competence without overwhelming them. And showing visible progress, like a sticker chart or digital badges, can be incredibly motivating.
That's such an important point. Before we wrap up, what's one takeaway you'd want listeners to remember about routines?
Routines are an investment. They might take time to teach and rehearse, but the payoff is huge. Less off-task behavior, fewer interruptions, stronger social bonds, and more cognitive space for actual learning.
Couldn't agree more.
And remember, even small changes to your routines can create a big shift in your classroom culture.